Amen. Let us pray. A song is coming in my spirit. Metamorphosed into that very image that we see in your word. Thank you for light. Thank you for understanding. Thank you. Thank you for your spirit that helps us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tonight, briefly, we'll just look at God's word and then we'll pray. I really love us to pray. Hallelujah. All right. We'll be looking at the impact of God's word, the impact of his word. The other time, we're looking at the reflection of God's word. So we'll be looking at the impact of God's word. Just play it softly at the background. Hallelujah. Because briefly, we're going to prayers and we are really going to pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Colossians chapter 3. Makusa payana nish kafatos ole praka makande individus. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. I read from 14 to 17, and it says, "But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." Richly. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Hallelujah. The impact of the word. I love that part that says, in verse 16, that says, so let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. When Pastor Emma was teaching us a couple of weeks ago, he was talking about this is not exactly how I put it. It's not talking about the impact of the word, but it was talking about the efficacy of the word, how much the word can do in us when we are loaded, when we take God's word on our, in us when we take God's word and it's working from our inside. It will reflect. It can't be hidden. It can't be hidden. It must be seen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's see Galatians chapter 3. Galatians 3, verse 28. Galatians 3, 28. Said, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is neither male nor female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you are Christ's, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Hallelujah. Let's see 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. Going somewhere, just follow me. 1 John 4, verse 13. It says, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his what? Spirit. He has given us of his what? Spirit. He said, by this we know that we abide in him and he in us. So when you are filled, when there is the impact of God's word in your life, it will be evident. It cannot be hidden. It cannot be hidden. And I remember vividly that when I was talking about what Pastor was sharing a couple of weeks ago, he was basically talking about that there are no two lives for a believer. It's just one. So you cannot have a private life and have an open life. It's just one. So the impact of God's word in your life must be seen. It must be evidenced. No matter how much you try to give it a private interpretation, it must be seen. That's why the Bible will say that by their fruits, you will know. The impact of God's word must be evidenced. It must be seen. Hallelujah. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. So giving us his spirit is not that so that we are filled and we just sit there. Things are happening and then we can't do anything about it. No. It must pop up. Something. You must stand for something. It must be evidence that this one is either for or against. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. But God has revealed them to us. Okay, let me take it from verse 9. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. You know, he says, but as it is written, I had not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Verse 10 says, but God has revealed them. They are not hidden. Hallelujah. So, but God has revealed them to us through what? His spirit. The impact of God's word must be evidenced through his spirit in our life. It must be seen. Hallelujah. But God has revealed them to us through his spirit. For the spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. So being filled with the spirit, being filled with God's word and being filled with the spirit helps me. Helps me. Everything I do, everywhere I go. How? He said, for the spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Meaning that there are things in my mental state that I may not know. There are things in my human state I may not be able to do or comprehend or, you know, but because I am filled with the spirit, I know them. I think it was Pastor that was also sharing when he was teaching. He said, there are times they will bring some problems to him at work and then he would solve them and they will marvel and say, how did you do it? He says, I don't know. But prior to that time, he had solved something similar. Perhaps even something bigger. And then when they bring this small one, he just out of his spirit, because the spirit of God searches all things. For the spirit searches all things, the deep things of God. So to us they are revealed because we are filled with his spirit. Another portion says he has given us of his spirit so we can know these things, no matter how hidden they are from the people of the world. See, the people of the world cannot even understand it because to them it doesn't make any sense. But to us, it may look foolish, but that is sense. That is wisdom. That is life itself. Hallelujah. 11 says, for what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. So the spirit of God gives us out of the depth of all that God knows. He just lavishes us with all of those wisdom and deep things that people begin to wonder. Why are they wondering? Because they are limited because of their human abilities. But we have removed that cap, that human thinking. We have removed that. We are open to the spirit. So we are flooded with light. We are flooded with informations. We are flooded with mysteries, deep mysteries that can only come through his spirit. Hallelujah. That's why he would always, like he said in where Paul was teaching in Philippians 2:13, therefore it is God working in us both to will and do of his good pleasure. How? These things are revealed to us, and so we walk with them. We walk with them. People marvel at how come? How did you get it? How? It's because we have been filled. Informations are passed. Mysteries are revealed. Nothing hidden. Praise God. Let's see Romans 8. These mysteries are revealed only to people who are not in the flesh, people who are not operating in the human senses. Romans 8, verse 9. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead, God through his spirit who raised Christ from the dead, if he dwells in you, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead will also give life. Another version says quicken. Another version says vitalize. So he will give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Hallelujah. See, if that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will quicken, will vitalize, will revive. Hey, hallelujah. Will quicken your mortal bodies. That means it is normal for the mortal body to be weak, dead, redundant, and useless. But say, if that same spirit is in us, it will give us strength. It will energize us. It will revive us. It will quicken us. Hallelujah. That is the evidence. That's proof that we are not in the flesh, because the spirit is at work. Is at work. So it quickens. Because the spirit quickens, it elevates also. So even at work, you get promotion. Everywhere you go, you just see good things around. It's the spirit at work in us. Both to will and do of his good pleasures. Hallelujah. That's why you hear words like, he who watereth shall also be watered. Why? Because the spirit is at work in you. So you yourself, you cannot be experiencing negative while you are being used by the spirit of God unto good works. Because we're used unto good works, good works also surround us. And we enjoy, we benefit from that good works. Hallelujah. It just speaks. It speaks. As Sister Remy was praying earlier on, he talked about it. There's just that evidence. You will see it. It will be evident around us that yes, this is it. This is it. Amen. Galatians chapter 6. Talking about the flesh and the spirit. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, verse 8. Look at what it says. Galatians 6:8. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. You can't get any good thing from there. It's a bad investment. For he who invests in the flesh will of the flesh reap bad things. It's a bad market. Corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit, who invests in the Spirit, who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Hallelujah. Satan was teaching some time ago and he said, giving you everlasting life is not so that you don't live a long and useless life. No. It will not only be long, but it will be a life full of the goodness of the Lord, evident in all its ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's also see Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians 3. Verse 16 to 19. I love this. It says, okay, let me take it from 15. It says, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with how many? All the fullness of God. Hallelujah. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. That he will grant us according to the riches of his glory, that will be filled with all the fullness of God. Not some, not parts, not limited. Fullness of God. So God cannot take away sin from you and give you righteousness and then leave you in sickness. No. With all the fullness of God, meaning that as he has taken away your sins and has given you righteousness and made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, he has also taken poverty from you and given you riches. He has taken sickness from you and given you health. He has taken all the bad things from you and given you good things. He took away your weakness and gave you strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 8 again. Romans 8. I think we read Romans 8, 9 initially. Yeah, we're talking about, but if you are in the flesh, you're of the flesh reap. But then verse 11 says, okay, it was 11 that says, but if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. This is the same with what we read in Galatians. Was it in Galatians earlier on that we read? Yeah, Galatians and the second, First Corinthians too. He will give us life. He will give life to our mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in us. Hallelujah. Galatians 4. Let's see Galatians 4. In verse 6. Okay, he said, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Amen. For we are sons. We are no longer slaves, but sons. No longer slaves, but sons. And then heirs of God through Christ. Hallelujah. Not that we worked for it, but because he keeps his word, it's a promise and it's a gift that he has given us. The impact of his word. Let's see Ephesians chapter 3. As we get ready to pray tonight. Ephesians 3. talking about mysteries revealed. He said, for this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ, Ephesians 3 from 1 to 7. For this reason, I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles. I love the word, the expression, the prisoner of Christ. You know, it was Paul who also explained that it's better to be a slave for Christ or a prisoner for Christ or taking the yoke of Christ than that of sin. He said, for Christ, being a prisoner of Christ or being a slave to Christ is righteousness itself being expressed, is living the life, because Christ living through us, because we became dead when we accepted him. So our flesh is gone. We no longer have control over us. We are no longer in charge, but Christ lives through us. Amen. So that's why that expression, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for you Gentiles. If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you, how that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed, as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets. Hallelujah. Amen. He said that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ through the gospel. So now, even those who ordinarily ought not to even enjoy the benefit of grace, they can now enjoy grace lavishly. No more drawing lines, no more demarcations. Everyone expressly can enjoy the full measure of grace, of the grace of God, lavishly poured out. Hallelujah. It's a blessing. It's a gift. And so we must, by all means, we must enjoy this gift, expressly live it, enjoy it, express it in every way, in our place of work, in our families, in our marriages, whatever we do, in our profession. It's been given to us. The grace of God is upon our lives, and his Spirit is in us. It's in us, indwelling in us, is in us. So we can have life full. We can have life gloriously blessed. We can live life fully loaded with all of his benefits. That's why you will read in the scriptures that daily he loads us with what? Benefits. We've been blessed. Blessed with all blessings. Hallelujah. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Blessed lavishly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet as we pray this evening. Oh, makabayanane shata branda des eli bagadado son teri mahanda vrana no soreya li pande zente vina nos le bregede de di sharadado soreya. Oh, la mande vrana no soreya. One thing I want us to understand is that it is grace. It's the grace of God that speaks in our lives. Each time we see that we enjoy, especially the part in 1 Corinthians chapter 2:10, when it was talking about mysteries revealed, mysteries being revealed, it's a gift. It's the gift. It's the grace of God at work in us so that we can use them to our benefit. We can use them for the work that we've been commissioned to do. We can use them very well to carry out the mandate given to us by our Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. Let's just begin to pray and thank him. Thank him for grace released. Grace released upon us. His Spirit at work in us. For we'll be filled with his Spirit unto good works. Le pakata mande venenoso de hidadosh. Ele mande venenoso de hidagadadosa. La bande indefrenoso tali pakadadadish. Le bregadadoso tayana mande. Ripande venenosa. La bande venenoso de hinamande. Vepeketush karadados. Le brene no sonde riana mande vrene nosa. Cabanda varado sonde hirabo sarados. Ele mande vrene no sonde riana nana. Mande vrene no sode hina nos. Rebanda brana mande vrene no sotia. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That Romans 8, verse 11, we're going to pray with that. It said, but if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life. I said another version said, quicken, vitalize, hallelujah, revive your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Sickness cannot dwell in this body. Hallelujah. Sickness cannot dwell in this body. Failure cannot be a part of our system. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can speak excellence, the spirit of excellence, because he's giving us of his spirit. And so in his spirit, he has all of these good things, lovely things. Hallelujah. I remember every morning, I would hold my children and I was speaking to them. And I said, the spirit of excellence is in you, even as you go to your academic, go about your academic work. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray this evening and begin to pray about that, about this scripture that we're reading right now. It said, but if the spirit of him who raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, that's the spirit will vitalize. Are there things in your life you want to vitalize? Are there things in your life that you need to be revived? Are there things in your life that you want him to quicken? You want him to give life to? It said, that's the spirit will give life to your mortal bodies. Le palaman de friend and also taida dosh. Lord, I thank you because I am strengthened by your spirit. I'm strengthened with power and might in my inner man. Sickness can dwell in this body. I declare my body is made whole. La palabra na mande vrene konda da dea ela bande zete fide gadosha da da. Sicknesses are gone. Ela mande vrene no soteya. It doesn't matter what the devil says. Ela makapada da do soteina na tada dosha. It doesn't matter what the doctors have diagnosed. Ela mande vrene no soteina dosha da da. Ela monda basi kada dosa. He who the Son of Man has set free is free indeed. Le pele mo sabada dosha da da. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Ela mande vrene no kopana bada dosa dea. He who the Son of Man set free is free indeed. If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, that same spirit will vitalize. That same spirit will give life. That same spirit will revive your mortal bodies. It doesn't matter the sickness, even as common as headache, we call it gone in the name of Jesus. We call it gone in the name of Jesus. Hey, be gone in the name of Jesus. Lebranda zindaradosa, ramakabaradados, elepaga da bosha, elebrondo subtalaman de vrenadosa, kabahidados, elemonda branaman de vrenkedoso, koda rabodosa, ianaman de vrenanoso de iradosha, raman de vrenanoso de vrenania. Thank you, Father. We give you glory and praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Glory. Glory. Lastly, we're going to pray with Ephesians 3 that we read earlier on. Ephesians 3. He said that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. If God is going to grant you according to the riches of his glory, what's the measure in your head, in your mind's eye? What's the weight of measure would you use to weigh the riches of his glory? Talking about strengthening you with the might through his spirit in your inner man. Hallelujah. That means I have inbuilt capacity even for things that are yet to come my way that I can't even see right now, I can't fathom right now. I have been given the ability to overcome them. Satan was teaching the other time, I was teaching about, was talking about adultery, and he said, men, mighty men are reduced to crumbs of bread because of this. And so I'm just using that as an example. There are temptations that are yet to come that we have not even seen, and there are glories, there are heights to be attained, heights to reach. But you see, if he says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in your inner man, it means that yes, you can have capacity of God's spirit in you to overcome even the things, mighty things you've not seen. Hallelujah. Can we pray that this evening? Father, thank you because I receive grace. I receive capacity. I receive strength according to your riches. According to the riches of your glory. And I receive strength to be strengthened with might through your spirit in my inner man. E palaman de venenos adada. E kabada badada doso de inner man de dosha. I receive strength from you. I receive strength from you, Lord, to be strengthened in my inner man through your spirit, that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. That me being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. Oh, that I will be filled with the fullness of God. That I may be filled with all the fullness of God. That I may be filled with all the fullness of God. I receive increased capacity to function the way God will be glorified in everything and in anything I do. Thank you, mighty God. Glory to you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, man, thank you, Father. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Makabandarados. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him for tonight. Thank him for tonight. Thank him for tonight. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for mysteries revealed to us. Thank you because we are not taken unawares. Thank you for mysteries being revealed to us. And we declare concerning us and our families that we live the whole of this year, the whole of the end of this year, through September, no, October, November, and December, victoriously. Oh, thank you for mysteries revealed. Thank you, mighty God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. We want to say glory to God. Glory, glory to God. Glory to God forever. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. Yes. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory, the glory. Yes, we worship. We worship. Worthy.